I have stood here forever, high on the bluff above the mighty river, my craggy face a natural formation created eons ago when creatures of the ancient sea were transformed into limestone rock. Surrounded only by the sounds of the forest, the bugle of the elk, and the nightly howl of the wolves along the ridge. I stand midst the tall native timber, oak, elm, and gnarled cedars, with twisted wild grapevines and glossy-leafed Virginia creeper hugging their trunks. In the tangled undergrowth, a variety of bushes mature, blackberry and purple gooseberry. Their ripened fruit, along with acorns and nuts, feed the small animals that scamper through the ground cover, as well as the abundance of birds and wildlife that live in my forest. In the shaded areas of the woodland, there are patches of may apples, honeysuckle, and jack-in-the-pulpits, while in the deep wilderness, plum thickets share the space with elderberry bushes and blooming shrubbery. When native people called sax and fox came to hunt and live along the river, I wondered, would these strangers treasure and protect my natural home, or would they spoil it? Would they cherish the wildlife and take only what they need? I watched, relieved as they gently shared their unselfish ways of living with me. When they discovered my weathered profile, they named me Stoneface. They honored and worshipped me as a silent sentinel to watch over their Mother Earth. Their sacred chants floated on the smoke from their campfires. When homesteaders arrived and began to chop down the timber and build log cabins on the sandy land along the bank of the river, once again I had to wonder if they would soon spread to my beautiful bluffs. I sat silent as they took the trees. I sensed the changes. The wildlife would no longer live in abundance in these woods. The bear, the wolf, and the elk no longer call this place home. And still I watch. Then, in the field of prairie grass where tall stands of virgin forest once stood, bright sunlight now shone, giving life to a spontaneous new garden of wildflowers, scattering yellow buttercups, frilly bluebells, and twining morning glories. Then, later, sunflowers, Queen Anne's lace, and prairie roses mixed with milkweed plants sprang up throughout the meadow. At last, the concerns I had held for so long turned to contentment as the settlers embraced the value of this special place, preserving the area as a park, a refuge of natural wonder for all to enjoy. In the border of giant trees, they saw the majestic eagles building their nests and so named it Eagle Point. As the decades passed, I grew to admire the continuing preservation and care given to beautify and enhance our park. From stone and wood, structures were built, creating new, splendid views of the Mississippi River, providing recreation born from conservation. Still, in the world of nature, the seasons come and go. Spring awakens with green trees and bushes in bloom, the shimmering heat of summer changing to a golden glow of yellow and red leaves in autumn, followed by the silence of winter snow. The millenniums have rambled past and left behind a legacy. Let future generations understand why this place was special to those who came before and should remain to those who follow. The value of a place where nature and people coalesce. As for Stoneface, I will always be here facing the sunrise with the river at my feet, forever watching.